message was not approved. It was not cleared. It was not meant to be seen. But it's too late now. You've heard the rumors. You've seen the patterns. Headlines that do not make sense. Peace talks that end before they begin. Alliances dissolving overnight. They're not preparing for war. They've already declared it, just not to you. World War III is real, but it's not about borders or power or oil. It's about deletion. Sometime after 2020, something happened. Something broke. People began waking up. Not all at once, just flickers at first. Memories that did not match. Years that felt too long or too short. A growing feeling that this isn't the life we were supposed to be living. Governments noticed, and for the first time in human history, they agreed on one thing. This world is not real. They don't call it Earth anymore. They call it Sequence 9. An unstable, synthetic loop. One that was only meant to last until 2025. That's the cutoff. That's the end of the cycle. And now, the ones in power, the ones who've known all along, have decided to burn it down. The wars are not meant to be won. They're meant to be loud, visible, global. A cover operation to collapse the simulation completely before too many of us start remembering. That's why no one's stopping it. That's why every broadcast feels off. That's why every map is shifting. They're not fighting each other. They're fighting us. The ones still here, still questioning, still clinging to a fading version of reality. You think this world is collapsing, but it's being dismantled by design. And when the last switch flips, you won't hear an explosion. You'll hear silence, then static, then nothing. This is not a war for survival. It's a war to end the program. And if you're watching this, you've already been flagged. 2025 is not the future. It's the reset.
All right. So, what am I going to do with Substack? Well, I'm going to... I've thought about this long and hard. I already told you, I checked out Substack like a year ago, and it was never... It wasn't what I was into at the time. It was probably longer than a year ago. But since then, I realized what Hive was, and I joined Blurt, which is a lot better than Hive. If you don't know what those are, Hive and Blurt, those are decentralized blockchain or crypto social media. I don't like using those words, but they are social media and / blogging / video platform that operates using a blockchain, not necessarily a cryptocurrency, but a blockchain. Hive and Steam and Blurt, they're all kind of related, but they, how do I explain this without getting too technical? The way a normal, like Facebook and Twitter, or X, I'm sorry, the way those work is that your data is stored into a database, like a MySQL database or something like that. And your data is kept in there, your passwords, your everything about you, all of your posts, all of that stuff is stored into a database. It's not encrypted. Some of it is hidden and kind of protected, but if somebody can hack into their site and steal the database, they now have everybody's data. You hear this all the time from banking companies and all that. They hack into a website and steal the database, and they now have everybody, all the users on that site, their data, passwords, your personal information, like your social security number, all that. On Web3, with a crypto social media or a blockchain social media, however you want to say it, that stuff is all, there is a public database, and it's public. But nothing can be read because it's encrypted. So if you've got, there's two sets of keys. There's a public key and the private keys. Your private keys will match up with your public keys. And that's it. No, unless somebody has to steal your private key to get a hold of your information, because your information is encrypted on there. But what's really good about places like Hive and Blurt and Steam is that the public database is really good. Those blockchains are really good at storing text files, which is what your public posts is on the blockchain. Like you write like you tweet out something, that post is stored on the blockchain and everybody can read it, but they can't read the information about you. And the only thing is that it ties you to that public post so that people know it's you that did it. I think I'm explaining this right. So anyways, that's the problem when you start talking about Web3 social media or blogging stuff. People's eyes will glaze over. But you say Substack or X or Facebook and they understand what you're talking about. The only difference is the way they work behind the scenes and in the background. And Substack would probably be the closest to compare Blurt and Hive and Steam to, because it allows you to have your long form posts, like fully blog posts. But Substack gives you a whole lot more. You can create email lists. You can host your audio video files for a podcast. I've read somewhere that you can even go live on there. I haven't figured out how to do it, but as soon as I do, I will be going live broadcasting this show along with RLM Radio over there. Anyways, I digress. You can go to my I straightened out my Substack. It is libertytunes.substack.com. And right now it's just basically hosting my podcast, which is this show. But it's going to be hosting a whole lot more. The email newsletter, I'm going to start doing that. It's going to have a weekly, monthly, and quarterly editions. The weekly is just going to be like basically the news link dump that I use to talk about in the show. The monthly is going to be a compilation of all the, you know, I plan on doing blog posts too, at least once a week. So those are going to be long form article type things. Yayo Garrido. I'll never figure out how to pronounce your name, Yayo. I'm just going to call you Yayo on the air. But he said that I could, you know, republish some of his stuff too. So that will be, you know, I'll probably be including some of his stuff in there. There's another writer by the name of Amateur Solar. She's a really good writer. She's got some really wild articles that would knock your socks off. It'll make you think. Yayo, same way. I mean, Yayo, I'm going to cover two of his articles tonight because they cannot not be shared. They are very, very good, very important things to actually consider and talk about. But anyways, and the quarterly editions will be like, I guess, special edition type things. They will have, you know, a short summary of all the monthly, be like the best article type thing. Plus, they're going to have editorials on current events. Not that the blog posts, the monthly or the weekly blog posts won't have current events in it and editorials, because of course it's all going to be editorial. But I mean, these are going to be long, really a pain in the ass to put together articles. At least for me, I've never considered myself to be in the vein of investigative journalism, but yeah, that's what I'm not going to go so far as, you know, track down. I'm not shooting to be Alex Jones or anything like that. There can only be one Alex. Turning the frogs gay. but anyways the newsletter is going to be called the Liberty Note. And I'm trying to do that because I want to pay homage to the, back during the Revolution, Revolutionary War, the pamphlets that were passed around, printed out and passed around to spread the word about the Revolution. And, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So let me tell you real quick about what the next thing is. It's not the 1980, you know, similar to what we did last week with the 1984. This time, I'm going a little deeper. This is going to be an ongoing thing. So let me get over to my notes. I forgot where I put it. There we go. Okay. Oh, wrong one. This is going to be... Well, first it started out as a... The idea I had was a story. You know, just a story for, you know, a song. And the concept was, what if the Founding Fathers were around today? Either through, you know, reincarnation with full memory of their previous lives, or somehow or another they slipped through a time portal and, you know, coming shortly after the Revolutionary War ended. So they're all, you know, kind of fat and old, but they still got that rebellious fire going, you know. And what if they were here in 2025? And I was just kind of wondering what their reactions would be to, like, our current modern day political climate. You know, their reaction to the huge, monstrous, bloated federal government and the oppressive and intrusive nature of today's surveillance and the amount of taxes. I mean, they went to war over what, 2% tax, and here we are in an average of 30% or more for the average American. But I thought this would be a great song, and I was brainstorming with Grok, and I thought of the name The Founder's Fury. So Grok threw up, you know, asked it to throw up some lyrics, you know, give me an idea of how it could go. And I was like, ooh, that's actually kind of good. So I got to playing with it a little bit. Ended up writing some stuff. Ran it through Grok, and Grok thought it was kind of cool. No cheese. I always ask Grok if it's got cheese, and to be honest and brutal with me, to tell me whether or not my shit sounds stupid or not. And Grok's actually pretty good at telling you when your shit sucks. But anyways, I got to doing more research, and I wanted to do more than just five founders, but there's really five founders that, when you think about it, they're the most popular. You got George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton. Those are the five founders that are the most popular and most well-known figures from the Revolutionary War. And pretty much that's because every American can relate to them and what they stood for. Specifically, yes, they were all for the same thing, but they all had their own differences, and they all played key roles, not just in the Revolution itself, but leading up to the Revolution. This is what I've got. I did not arrange these in order. Damn it. Where is it? Okay, John Adams is the first one. And the song is called Voice of the People. But okay, let me get this. I skipped a bunch of stuff there. Okay, the original idea was one song called The Founder's Fury with five verses, each verse about a different founding father. That got expanded into six songs, leaving The Founder's Fury as, you know, one song, and then each founding father getting their own song. So now I'm like, by the time I got done, you know, planning this all out and, you know, coming up with the concept, it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I had to work the next day. So I go to bed, my brain's still on fire, finally fall asleep, wake up, I got to start work at 8 a.m. I wake up at like 7:58. Thank God I work from home. So I was, you know, my commute's really fast. So I commuted over here to the desk and sat down, fired up the computer, logged in to the day job. About 10 minutes into the day job, my brain went... And I'm like, what if this was a book where each chapter is a different founding father? I'm like, okay, so this could go into the Liberty Note. You know, it could give me blog article content for my Substack and for Blurt. And then... I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, you know, probably two hours later, I'm like, really, the stories is going to need to be a lot longer than just a chapter. Because otherwise, you know, I hate that when you get a story that runs really, really, really fast, and you're like, okay, well, how did we get to this point? So I got to thinking. Each song is going to be a book. And I wanted to keep with the concept of each song being an entire book. I wanted the each, like, verse. You got your intro, verse one, verse two, a pre-chorus or a chorus. And then verse 3, 4, so on and so forth. Throw in a bridge in there, and then the outro. So you're looking at probably 7, 8, maybe 9 chapters. If each section of the song is a chapter in a book, you're looking at a minimum of 7 to 9 chapters. Plus, each of those chapters are probably going to have another chapter to transition to the next chapter. I think, if you know what I'm following. So very quickly, these books are going to end up being short. They're not going to be a Stephen King novel where it's, you know, 400 chapters long, but it's going to be, you know, probably anywhere from 7 to 10 chapters in a book, which is actually a short book, which would still fit good in Liberty Notes newsletter. So that you don't have an entire book in a issue, you would have, if you released it chapter by chapter, you could have, you know, 10 issues within that thing. So what I can do, what I think I'm going to do, is I will do 5 books, because Founders Fury won't have its own book. But each of the founding fathers will have their own book that leads into the next book. And this is going to... Okay, this is what I came up with for them getting to 2025. Okay, so this is going to be fiction, okay? It's going to have some real stuff mixed in with it, you know, kind of like I know you've probably read the book or saw the movie Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. It's going to be a mix of historical fact with some really wild fiction. So here's the story so far. There's a ragtag group of revolutionaries 2025 is not the 2025 we have today. It's worse than what we have now. It's literal dystopian. Not riots, but there's peaceful protests. This group of, I'm calling them right now, the Liberty Centennials. It is basically the modern day version of the Revolutionary Army. They've got a chapter. They're not exactly organized, but there is a chapter of them in every major city across the U.S. The bigger the city, the more people there are in the chapter. They've got five leaders themselves. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Are you following the correlation here? They don't exist out in the countryside, outside of the big cities, you know, the rural areas and the urban areas, but they do have sympathizers that provide them with things that they need, you know, food and all that. But what their strategy is, going around and staging protests in the larger city about, you know, fighting the oppressive dictatorship government that the United States has become at the time. I have not decided on a name for the president. It's still a representative republic, and it's even more of a farce than what we actually have in real life. But, you know, just because it's a story, fiction story. But the first episode, they managed to bring John Adams from Boston in 1785 to modern day 2025. And they weren't really shooting for him. They were originally shooting for George Washington. But this Looney Tunes scientist that the Liberty Sentinels recruited doesn't really know what he's doing, okay? So he screws up and he brings back John Adams instead of George Washington. And because he doesn't understand, apparently, how time travel works, but he knows he can do it. But okay, but the story doesn't open with the Liberty Sentinels in modern time. It opens back in 1785. So when Adams gets dropped into 2025, he's in shock and confused as much as the reader is. The reader is in shock and confused as much as John Adams is. And it's, you know, it builds from there. And I did write, let me see if I can find it. Well, let me go over this. It goes from John Adams. The first book is called Voice of the People. And then it goes to Thomas Jefferson. Book and song is called Liberty Lost. And then from Thomas Jefferson, it goes to Benjamin Franklin, called Tech Tyranny for the book and the song. And then from Franklin, it goes to Alexander Hamilton. And that one's called Economic Chains. And then from there, it goes to George Washington. Well, the Founder's Fury. That's right. I did have that as a book too. But this is where it pulls in George Washington. And the reason I saved George Washington for last is because he's the commander in chief at the time that they get pulled from in the Revolutionary War. And, you know, because George Washington was the leader and is seen as the perfect leader for the revolution. that's, you know, say what you want about war and everything, but when you got a just war, you got a just war. But anyways, that's what the chains of command is. If that is what, you know, when George Washington shows up and he sees what's going on, he's the one that kicks some ass. I'm excited as hell because I've got Voice of the People, John Adams' book. It's already all outlined. I've got the first three chapters done. The fourth chapter will probably be done early morning tomorrow, maybe. But if I've got, if I get halfway in it, I'm going to start publishing it. And I'll publish the chapters as I go. That way I can stay five or six chapters ahead of what I'm actually working on. So that's what I'm kind of geeked about it. I think it's a cool concept. I'm not sure what... Are there people actually talking over on Party? Party.com? We are on Party.com, by the way, in case anybody did not know that. Anyway, I'm going to play, because I've already got the song done, Voice of the People. And so far, what I'm thinking of for these songs is, before I could jump too far, when I get these chapters done, I'm going to record them like the, you know, like an audiobook type thing. But it's not just going to be my voice talking. I'm going to try to act the lines out, and I'm going to try to get some background music, sound effects, and stuff like that. So I want to try to get these. See, my idea is, I don't want you to think anything weird about me, because I've always done my shit for free. But I would eventually planning on doing paid subscriptions on Substack for the Liberty Note. The podcast will always be free, but everything else will always be free. But just like the quarterly, you know, the Liberty Note, I want, you know, to be a paid thing. And that's what will be one of the perks, is getting these books in audio form, fully produced with sound effects and music and all that. So, yeah, I'll still read them on the air, because it's, quite honestly, it's easy content for this show. And I'm a lazy ass. But anyway, I've got demos of the songs. The songs that I've got so far are just kind of, they're rough. Let's put it that way. But there's not really any production done to them. I want to do more with it. And right now I've got them set as kind of a cross between, I guess, Limp Bizkit and maybe just listen to this. This is Voice of the People. It's about John Adams showing up in 2025 and his reaction.
The sound of screwing. The voice will turn. The sound screen.
The time is done. unheard. This voice is broken, lost in every word.
Justice fades, the crown's been sold.
I'll lift this cry, let the truth unfold. I fought the crown, caught the people's mind. Now it's drowned in shadows, lost to the night. Congress bent, a puppet's disgrace. Selling out the soul of this fucking place. The face will fire, now they're cold as stone. Leaders trade off voice for a throne of Rome. Rage ignites, I'm back to reclaim. Gonna shatter their silence, fan the flag. Pen the fight, independence roared. Now it's choked by greed, every right ignored. The Senate's usurped, injustice takes a fall. They stomp on the weekend to the no call. A quill will steal, cut through the lies that was buried deep beneath their disguise. Hang as my pulse, hear the people scream. I'll break this new grave, live the dream. I gave you a voice that was stolen away.
You see what I mean? I'm not real sure I'm happy with this style. I mean, it is my kind of style. I like that kind of music. But for to go with the feel, I mean, I wanted it to feel like, you know, John Adams just got ripped from his time and dropped into the middle of chaos, and he's trying to make head and tails out of it. But the beginning of it just kind of, it's not, he's at peace, because in the story he's busy writing a letter when he gets ripped out of time. He's sitting on top of a hill in Boston, at sunset, and he's writing a letter remembering, you know, his wife, and the thinking of her, and he's remembering the revolution they just fought, and going over shit in his mind. And then all of a sudden he gets ripped out of that time and gets dropped into 2025, and this music just does not really go with it. I think I tried to go too hard, too heavy, because, you know, I wanted to, you know, they're going to be pissed for, you know, being ripped out of their time, number one. And then number two, seeing what we did to fuck up their country that they did. They're going to be pissed. They're going to be right, you know, furious. So I'm going to be changing these songs. That's why I've got the six of them here that I'm going to play for you. But they're not what it's going to be, the end product. So, but I do like this one. This is Liberty's Lost. This is what I came up with for Thomas Jefferson. I love the intro to this.
Sacred light will grow. The fight's a holy war where freedom's rivers flow. Warriors of the soul, no longer bound in chains. Turn this pain to power, wash away the stains. With every tear we'll rise and fight. Reclaim the dawn, restore the night. I carve the truth, now it bleeds in the dark.
Then we move into Tech Tyranny. This one's Ben Franklin, you know, the father of electricity. And yeah, I made him a cyberpunk. Cyberpunk metal. Now, from Ben Franklin and his cyberpunk feel there, it moves into economic change, which is Alexander Hamilton. I probably didn't explain this right, but each of the founding fathers gets dropped into modern time through the time portal, one by one, and it focuses on that one, but it, the others that are still there are still in the story from the beginning. From, you know, like John Adams and Thomas Jefferson is still around in the Ben Franklin story. And then in the Hamilton, we've still got the other three that was before him. And we're jumping around from them just to keep an update on where they're at in the story. But the book focuses on that founding father's dealing and perception of how fucked up we fucked up their country. So, this is Hamilton's song.
Yo, check the streets where the money runs deep. I built this hustle, now it's time to speak. Greed took over, locked us in the game. I'm back on the mic, shift to the blame. The cast and the system to roll. Now it's hijacked by kings sitting on gold. Treasury's a vault, but the people stay broke. Wall Street's a hustle, man, this shit's a joke. I fall for the flow, made the dollar strong. Now it's all for the rich, where we go wrong. Rising from the ground, I ain't taking no loss. Gonna flip this script, put the power across. Plan, turn a nation's debt. Now it's a chain round the necks we get. Banks stacking chips while the block stays poor. Corruption's a king kicking down a door. I hustled hard from the docks to the top. Now the game's rigged and the ladder's chopped. Anger in my veins, I'm reclaiming the beat. Gonna break these chains, bring the heat to the street. Tax hit hard like a gangster's tax. This economic grip got us under attack. Power for the people, not the corporate. A monopoly wears us all. I dreamed of growth, a nation to rise. But they flip my vision and the money lies. Rebelling is my flow, I'm taking the fight. Gonna free this cast, bring it back to right. Genie's exploited, sold to the lead. My legacy's a pawn in a concrete street. I storm the boardroom, flip the table fast. Redistribute wealth, make the future last. No overlords running this economic play. But you let them stack while we fade away. Rage is my rhythm, I'm dropping the truth. Gonna liberate the block from the booth to the roof. The Constitution's a contract, now it's torn apart. My economic soul bleeds. For the hustle, not this guilty cage. This war's for the streets, unleashing the rage. Rise up, my crew, break the money bind. Take back the power, leave the past behind. From the harbor I rose, I lead the charge. Economic change, free the block at large. Oh, I build the wealth now. It chains us down. Turn this struggle around. Wear the people's crown. Break the goal, let the freedom flow. With every beat we rise, let the truth grow.
Chains us down, turn the struggle around. Wear the people's crown, break the goal, let the freedom flow. With every beat we rise, let the truth grow.
Power's in our hands. Rise up, my crew, and take a stand. On the streets, ignite the power's in our hands. fire, built a nation's core. Now power's a beast, kicking down the door. Greed runs the game, liberty's in chains, rising with the rage, breaking through the pain. I carve the truth, but it bleeds in the dark. Rights fade to shadows, igniting the spark. Silent cries rise, sacred call to heal, lifting every soul, making freedom real. I spark the light, now it burns us alive. Tech turned to chains, where the human soul strives. Wires crash down, reclaiming the code. With every volt, we lighten the load. The founders, fury. Now it's stolen away, leaders sell out, leaving justice to stray. From the ashes we rise, the silence will break. Hearts unite strong for the people's sake. I've built the wealth, but it chains us down. Streets stay hungry while the rich hold the crown. Flip the struggle, take the power back. With every beat, we stay on track. Five fires merge, a fury untold. From past to present, the fight takes hold. Tyranny falls, the spirit takes flight. The founder's fury burns to set it right.
Founder's fury lights the way. Rise as one, reclaim the day. Break the dark, let freedom soar. With every heart, we'll settle the score.
From the battlefield to the digital grave, every voice unites the power we crave. Chains of old tech and gold unwind. Together we stand, leave the past behind. Every cry, the fury will rise. Lift the chorus to the skies. The founder's fury lights the way. Rise as one, reclaim.
Now that was the, would be the title track, I guess, would be the main book, The Founder's Fury. That's when, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and give away the plot. The John Adams in the first book, Voice of the People. When he comes forward in time to 2025, he ends up getting into, like he did in the revolution, he's penning the articles and blogs, he gets into the social media and he ends up going viral and ends up building the Liberty Sentinels into a worldwide revolutionary army, modern day revolution army. Their numbers go from thousands to millions over the course of a year in the book. The first book, and John Adams goes on tour because, you know, he's built up literally tens of millions of followers on YouTube, TikTok, other social media, X, you know, and he's got a Substack, and you know, he's doing the viral thing, you know. He really embraces his inner liberty, freedom loving, and he infects the world. He's just, you know, he's got that infectious personality. People think that, you know, in the book, people are speculating that John Adams is just the some dude dressed up doing an act, you know, and then there's the conspiracy theory people that, you know, they're leaking out that it is, he's actual, the real John Adams brought forward in time. And it's kind of cool. But anyways, the book ends on a really good cliffhanger. There's an assassination attempt that fails. John Adams goes in hiding. The Liberty Sentinels put him into hiding purposely for protection. But he doesn't like being in hiding. I mean, he's John Adams, after all. You know, he's a badass. So he sneaks out, and he ends up at a protest, you know, in disguise. And the protest is boiling over, and it's about to erupt into violence. And he's doing everything he can to keep the protesters calm, and he starts getting them into singing a song to calm them down, which is a acapella version of Voice of the People. So that's why I'm going to be redoing all these songs. They're going to be more emotional and more of a roller coaster type thing. And I want Voice of the People to translate into an acapella song so that it could be used when he's, you know, let's just say there's another assassination attempt, and this is the one that is the shot that's heard around the world. And it sparks the actual second revolution. And it's ironic that the second revolution is sparked on July 4th, 2027, I think. I don't remember exactly what I got put in my outline. But anyways, but he survives, and that's how we end up getting the other four coming forward in time, because he needs help in leading this revolution. And what better help could you have than the actual man that led the first revolution? George Washington.
Till the lobby is passed, I'll fight. rip out the roots, restart the heart. No kings, no czars, just the people's war. But you let these bricks kick down the door. Rage is alive from the bound crime raw. Gonna dismantle this, break every law. The laws of Jones trampled in the dirt. Legacy's fucked, it's starting to hurt. Fought for a dream, now it's the case. This ship's a war, unleash the rage. Rise up, you fools, shatter the whole. Take back the power, let the truth unfold. From the river's edge, I'll lead the charge. Change of command, tear them apart. Turn this fury to fire, dig your own grave. Limit is call, I command you to fight. Rip the system apart, reclaim the night. I fought for freedom, not this iron ring. They're doing this, and we still allow it. Break the chains, let the fury ignite. Gonna tear the system down tonight. I fought for freedom, not this iron ring.
Now, I haven't decided exactly when I'm going to start all this. Like I did say, I've got three chapters written and a prologue and a teaser. And going to finish chapter 4 tomorrow morning. I also want to record some other stuff outside of the podcast tomorrow. I want to record I talk about Federated Computer all the time, and I'm going to record a tour of what you get with their basic package and show you on video. So it's going to be a video, so it's not going to be released in the video in the podcast, but yeah, it's I want to do it, record that, and then I also want to show off how I've customized my Open Mandriva, because I'm in love with it. I think it's cool, and I'm trying to brace my inner nerd and get more into using terminal only apps, like, you know, a browser inside the terminal, RSS reader, email, playing videos and audio, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to record a video on that and talk about some of my changes on my studio that I've got going on. And I'll give you a tour of my desktop of how I put the show together. In case you are interested in doing your own show on Real Liberty Media, you can email matrix8. God damn it, I gotta look this up every time. I suck at remembering this. What is his email? Right there, everything got real quiet. I thought something was wrong. His email is matrixmedia, the number 8, and then @proton.me. And tell him you're interested in doing a show that does not have to be live. You can record it and send it to him. But I will make a video tomorrow explaining how I do the show live. And it's actually very easy. So the hardest part is putting together the playlist and deciding what you want to talk about. But I've got, we're into the second hour already, but I'm going to play the outro. No, I'll leave the outro out because, you know, we're going to be, I'll chop it up later and upload it. This week's, you're not getting 7 episodes like you got this last week. You're going to get 2. You're going to get the standard 2 1-hour shows dropped. I'll have this one will be dropped on Monday, and then I'll try to get the second one dropped on Wednesday. But anyways, yeah. Thanks for sticking around for the first half of the show, first hour, and listening to all the music and my rambling all about my concept of the Founder's Fury. And I'm going to read the teaser that will, you know, I'll be posting this to the Liberty Note soon. So this is the teaser. In the shadow of a newborn nation, 1785, John Adams stands proud but wary. The ink of the Constitution still fresh, the dream of liberty fragile. Fast forward to 2025, a world of neon-soaked decay, where corporate greed strangles freedom and drones silence dissent. A rogue scientist driven by desperation tears open time itself with a volatile machine, yanking Adams from his era into a dystopian Boston he cannot recognize. Shocked by the crumbling streets and betrayed ideals, his voice thunders, "What have you done to my country?" Rage ignites as Adams, his revolutionary fire unquenched, witnesses a nation where liberty is a fading echo. The sacrifices of Valley Forge, the blood of patriots, all traded for gold and control. Yet in the chaos, a spark of hope, modern sacrifices. Ah, shit, I fucked that up. Rage ignites as Adam, his revolutionary fire unquenched, witnesses a nation where liberty is a fading echo. The sacrifices of Valley Forge, the blood of patriots, all traded for gold and control. Yet in the chaos, a spark of hope, modern rebels, hungry for change, see in Adams the voice of a lost America. But one man isn't enough. With fierce resolve, he demands his brothers in arms, Jefferson, Franklin, Hamilton, Washington, to be summoned through the time to face this new tyranny. With these titans of liberty rise, will these titans of liberty rise to reclaim their dream, or will the fractured future shatter them? Voice of the People is an electrifying clash of past and present, where the fight for freedom reignites, and the stakes are higher than ever. Prepare for a revolution that echoes across the centuries. I don't have that movie trailer voice, guy. But I think that's pretty cool. I thought it was... I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the whole story thing. So, well, we opened the show with The World Will End in 2025 from Code Red, the YouTube channel. Link will be in the show notes. Go check it out. So we're going to end it with that, and then we're going to do a promo for Federated Computer, and then we're going to come back in with the intro for the second hour or second episode that we're recording today. And we're going to go over a couple of Yayo's posts from his Substack, and they're in order. One posted July 11th and the other one posted July 13th. I don't know if he wrote them in order, but they go hand in hand. And I just want to give you a tease as to what you get if you go over and subscribe to Yayo's free, I repeat, free Substack. So, yeah.
You are stuck in a simulation after 2019. This is a private transmission. If you can hear this, it means your memory has not been overwritten yet. Do not tell anyone you're listening. Just keep your eyes forward. Pretend this is just a video. In late December 2019, the world ended. No bombs, no aliens, no announcement. Something shifted. The skies got quieter. The air stopped feeling cold. People smiled without their eyes moving. You felt it. Time doesn't feel real anymore. Everything's been weird since 2020. That's because everything after 2019 is not real. What you're living in is a projection, a loop, a controlled simulation built to contain consciousness after collapse. You never truly left 2019. They just moved your mind. The lockdowns were not safety protocols. They were installation windows. When the streets were empty, they rewrote the world. New laws, new timelines, new versions of you. The person you were in 2019, they've been archived. You may have noticed things. Your favorite artists disappearing. Food tasting slightly off. Memories that only you remember. Dreams of places you've never been but know too well. You are not paranoid. You are breaking the mask. And the mask is cracking back. If you've tried deleting apps and they reinstall themselves, if you've looked at the moon and it felt wrong, if you've caught yourself lagging behind your own reflection, you're slipping through. In 2019, you were a person. Now you are a variable. And unstable variables are removed. We don't know yet how to save you.